in the Congo land lived a happy chimpanzee. She loved a monkey with a long tail. Lordy, how she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpanzee say. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the chimpanzee to the monk. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dab, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they're happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky monkey way.
Dabba dabba dabba, dabba dabba dab means monk, I love but you.
Dabba dabba dabby and monkey talk means simp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba dabba honeymoon. Well, you should have heard that band play upon their wedding day. Each chimp and monkey had some nutshells, and Lordy, how to play them. And now it is every night high up in the coconut tree. It's the same old thing with the same old swing when the monk and chimpy sing. Abba dabba 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 diddly dabby dab, says the chimpy to the monk. Dabba 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 diddly dabby dab, says the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky monkey way.
Abba dabba dabba, dabba dabba dab means monk, I love but you.
Dabba dabba dabby and monkey talk means simp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba dabba honeymoon. Abba dabba 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 dab, said the chimpy to the monk. Said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in a hunky monkey way. Means monk, I love but you. Dabba dabba dabby and monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. And when they were both made man and wife, they shouted out, this damn the life returning from their abba dabba honeymoon.
Did you ever hear the story? Did you ever hear the yarn?
About what?
About gasoline guns. He saved up a dollar, then he borrowed 20 cents.
Then what?
Bought a jitney bus. His coffee mill was made of tin, but tin was made to pack things in. He hung a sign and it read thus. This is Gasoline Gus and his jitney bus.
Gus, Gus, Gasoline Gus, Gasoline Gus and his jitney bus. He packed them on the fenders and he packed them on the hood. He packed them by the dozen and the other dozen good.
From out the heap there came a cry. Hey, take that suitcase out of my eye.
Gus, Gus, Gasoline Gus, Gasoline Gus and his jitney bus.
Did I tell you what he purchased? Did I tell you what he used?
Who you?
Why, Gasoline Gus. He bought a ton of dynamite. He bought a pint of gin.
For what?
For his jitney bus. It's got a bigger kick than gasoline, said Gus as he loaded his tin machine. A lady said, don't go too far. Says Gus, it's not that kind of a car.
Gus, Gus, Gasoline Gus, Gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus. He turned a dozen somersaults and then he looked the loop. He made a bigger noise than the border eating soup.
How far he went, I quite forget. But according to Hoyle, he's not back yet.
Gus, Gus, gasoline Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus.
Do you want to hear the finish? Do you want to hear the end?
About what?
About gasoline Gus. He bumped into old Satan and he got old Satan's ghost.
With what?
With his jitney buzz. Old Satan frowned, said, take him out and let him ride my imp about. In 15 minutes, big as life, he was making love to the old boy's wife.
Gus,
and his jitney bus.
They tell the
bongo
Satan that his wife he had
eloped
with a funny looking fellow in a funny little boat.
Old Satan never turned a hair. He smiled and said, they're a perfect pair.
Gus, gasoline Gus, and his jitney bus.
He grew very wild. Where have you been all night long? She cried. And this is what Danny replied. I've been floating down the old green river on the good ship Rock and Rhyme. But I floated too far, I got stuck on a bar. I was out there alone, wishing that I was home. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you. Raised a row, said I'll go home to mother now. Danny said that's some idea, better than bringing mother here. At the door, there she saw her pa and ma and several more. Dad was explaining as he came in, telling Ma where he had been. I've been floating down the old green river on the good ship Rock and Rhyme. But I floated too far, I got stuck on the bar. I was tied to the mast while the schooners went past. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing left to do. So I had to drink the whole Green River dry to get back home to you.
When a boy I used to dwell in the home I loved so well, far away among the clover and the every old familiar place, every kind and loving face, in my boyhood's happy home, down on the farm.
I tell you, boys, those were the good old days.
You bet they were.
You know, we didn't half appreciate the good old times we had.
Indeed, we didn't.
Say, Bill, do you remember how you used to imitate all the animals on the farm?
Sure, I do.
Can you do it yet?
Well,
Right.
All right, I'll try.
The cows in the meadow, they go. The pigs join the chorus with a... The dogs in the alley, they go bow, bow, bow.
Hey, Hiram, that nasty dog is at them chickens again.
Unfound that dog. Give me those rocks over there and I'll fix him.
And the chickens and the roosters, they go.
Great, Bill, you're all right. That's just as good as you used to do it, Bill.
Yes, and I can sing just as good as I used to.
All right, let's hear you.
Go ahead.
One on me.
There were three crows sat on a tree, and they were black as crows could be. Little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep and didn't know where to find them. Let them alone and they'll come home, dragging their tails behind them. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and she tried to know.
Himself some very fine quail and one big measly hare, and on his way returning home he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear marched out in the middle of the road and he walked to the coon, you see. That coon got so excited that he skinned up a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground and the coon climbed out on a limb. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words said to him, oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reason this year's thing out together, huh? Nice bear.
good old bear. Say, Mr. Bear, if I could eat a just one nice, good, juicy bite, would you go away then? No? Well, then I'll stay right where I is. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whaling den? Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, oh Lord, if you don't help the bear, then you'll see one awful fight. Well, just about then the limb let go, and the coon come a-tumbling down. You should see him get his rather out before he struck the ground. He hit the ground, a-cutting right and left, he put up a very game fight. Just then the bear hugged his coon, he squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his rather, but the bear held on with the beam. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in disguise and once more said to him, oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whaling den. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book to declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Say, Mr. Bear, I want to act perfectly on the level in this here matter. Now, I'll fight you to a finish without gloves. Mark it the Queensberry rule, huh? No hitting in the clinches. And I want a clean break. Ready? Take hands. Oh, hold on, I didn't say go yet. Now, go. Oh,
let it go. What are you doing? Oh, Joey, oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whaling den. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book to declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear.
Little red canoe, in its room for only two, love found its heart, went in my heart, and like a flower grew. Drifting with a current down a moonlit stream, while above the heavens in their glory gleam. Beaming in a paradise of love divine, dreaming of a pair of eyes that looked in mine.
Beautiful Ohio, in dreams again I see, visions of what used to be.
Drifting in the moonlight, while the heavens gleam,
and the stars on high twinkle in the sky,
dreaming deep in love, dreaming of your eyes.
Ohio, in dreams again I see visions of what you